What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. It turns out that after several more goes down the super happy fun slide, Sir Croakington has finally decided it's time to see what's on level 16 of Wagner's Mad. Anyway, as we saw in the previous episode, I'm in a little T-shape, sideways T in the southeast corner. I'm in the north part of the T, there's another alcove in the south part of the T, and the way to the west of the dungeon has a question mark there. Not sure what that is, but we'll soon find out. We're now in the middle of the T. Now and again, a low rumble rises from some distant corner of this level. What could that be? The grinding of gears? Some gigantic beastie? I guess we shall soon see. Or maybe not that soon, but probably before we get to the end of this level. Yeah, and on the other side, as I suspected, is the inverted pyramid formation, which is the way down. That's a pyramid formation of skulls. That's the way down, and obviously we can't use it yet because we haven't done anything. I mean, this is how Wagner's Mad works. You've got to do some stuff to get to the next level. It's not just a question of slashy, slashy, slash, slash your way down there. You've got to do something. You've got to earn your next level. Because otherwise, Wagner won't know you're ready. When you get to the very bottom and deal with the horrendous things that are there. And also, other horrendous things have been scattered in the higher levels, which weren't part of the original plan. Because Wagner's Mad is being messed with both from within and without. But hopefully it's still intact enough to provide what is needed when we get to the very bottom, which will be a long, 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 long time, because it's a very deep dungeon. Okay, now go west. A short verse has been engraved on the wall here. Well, give it a read. You carefully study the engraved verse. Twist and pull, smash three, then one. Swap for like, you're almost done. Insert to like and min at Q. But tarry not, they're hunting you. Twist and pull, smash three, then one. Swap for like, you're almost done. Insert to light and mimic you. But tarry not, they're hunting you. Yeah, okay, yep, there we are. I sang it. That's probably not what Wagner intended, but he probably doesn't mind. Okay. Okay. I'm now in a little rectangle. Just go round. I've went round the rectangle. And then northeast from there is some stuff. Little circle. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth. The lurching silhouette of an Otoruk suddenly appears at the edge of your light just up ahead. The silent being of wood and iron, his movements less fluid than the Otoruk you've encountered outside the labyrinth, bears down on you with startling speed as it launches a swift and savage attack. Just going to quick combat that. It is slain, or I guess smashed, pulverized. Wouldn't really use I wouldn't use the word slain for an Otoruk, because they are not alive. So they're not really killed, they're just smashed. They stop moving. They become a pile of firewood and scrap. But I wouldn't use the word killed. Thankful to have survived the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear for once again settling off through the labyrinth. I mean, it'd be like using the word killed for, I don't know, if you bent a spoon. You wouldn't say you killed the spoon. It'd be weird. Spend several moments checking over your gear for once again setting off through the labyrinth. Okay, I'm in another little circle, and there's an alcove in the northeast of it. The statue of a bearded, leather-clad man stands against the back wall of the steep keep, of the steep alcove. A fierce-looking hawk is perched on the statue's white shoulder. All right, I assume we'll do something with that eventually, but not now. There's nothing here to indicate I do anything yet. Okay, keep going. I'm making my way to the northeast corner. Little twisty passage to that. A large block of ice, its upper edge nearly level with your waist. Wait, a normal waist, so it's several times taller than Sir Croakington, sits against the back wall of the deep alcove. A faint blue aura surrounds the massive frozen cube. So, blue aura. Twisted wooden wad, perhaps? Nope. Hammer of icy waff? Yes. Yes, when in doubt, use the hammer. 64 experience to general. You raise the hammer of icy waff high above your head and deliver the block of ice a swift, crushing blow. The large, glowing cube shatters instantly, showering you with thousands of small frozen fragments. Alright, smash three, then one. Okay, I guess that's one of the three I smash. Okay, broke my way along the northern side. But something blocked my path. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth. A mechanicized goblin crafted out of iron and copper emits a chorus of echoing clanks as it moves towards you out of the darkness ahead. The strange automaton, its squarish metal head bearing an engraved fang-filled grin, raises a crude but sharp blade as it prepares to attack. Its mechanical goblin begin combat. The mechanical goblin whirls as it steps forwards and attacks. The enemy deals you a brutal blow for 9 damage. Keep going. And it is slain. 15 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth. Okay, going west along the north side. Another thing blocks my path. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth. A mechanical ogre, its torso, head and hulking limbs formed out of a haphazard collection of iron and copper, stomps towards you out of the gloom ahead. The monstrous creation, its gaping maw filled with jagged metal teeth, rattles loudly as it moves in to attack. Let us begin combat. stomps forward and attacks. And I spring forward and attack. And then I win. And it is smashed. 15 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear for once again setting off through the labyrinth. Alright, keep going west. Here's an Oak Rook archetype. I'm just going to quick combat that again. 17 XP. Keep going west. Then I have to go south a bit. Okay, in the northwest side, there's a little circle. And in the very northwest point, there's a something. A web of golden energy spans the passage ahead. There doesn't seem to be any way past the formidable crackling barrier. Presumably there'll be something I do which will open it. Here's a mechanical goblin, but not for long. It's now so much scrap. Can I approach? Nope, I cannot approach that question mark from the other way. Okay, now to go to the southwest corner. Suddenly, a strange feeling suddenly comes over you. And that's the two suddenlies there were in the game. It's as if your energy is being rapidly drained away. The first suddenly is the, hey, this is new, pay attention. Picking it up. This is new, pay attention suddenly. Picking a number, bonus of 50. 20 from aura, 20 from mind, 10 from spirit. Gotta get 75 or more or be drained badly. Pick now. 150, success. That is literally as good as well as it could have possibly gone. You're able to stave off the worst effects of the strange draining magic that assailed you. And I only lose one Neville reserve. So a bit of healing. Okay, just south of the corner is a little twisty passage that ends in an alcove. Alcove? Not an alcove. What even is that? A large block of ice. Its upper edge, nearly several times higher than you, sits against the back wall of the deep alcove. A faint blue aura surrounds the massive frozen cube. A particular item may be used here, of course. It is now hammer time. Da-na-na-na-na, and so on. Which you'd always have to do that whenever it's hammer time. It's just the rules. I don't make the rules. I just discovered them. 64 XP to general. You raise the hammer of icy wrath high above your head, and deliver the block of ice a swift crossing blow. The large glowing cube shatters instantly, showing you with thousands of small frozen fragments. Okay, I've smashed two now. Another Oak Rook archetype. Quick combat that. 17 experience. Okay, making my way to the southwest corner. There's another thing there. There's a barrier in the way. Can I get it, approach it from the other side, perhaps? No, it's blocked off. Okay, just east. I'm now on the south side and I go east. And here's another large block of ice. It's upper level 5 times your height. Sits against the back wall of this deep alcove. A faint blue aura surrounds a massive frozen cube. Hammer time. 64 XP to general. You raise the hammer of icy waft high above your head. And deliver the block of ice a swift crushing blow. The large glowing cube shatters instantly, showing with thousands of small frozen fragments. Okay, I smashed three, now where's the one? Well, there's a mechanical goblin, but that's not the one. There's way more than one of those. Okay, I went west a bit, now I'm going north. Rectangular iron plate is set into the wall here. In the centre of the plate is a key hole. I'll use the jade key. And that does something. You insert the jade key into the keyhole and give it a twist. A loud hiss rises into the air as a dense cloud of green mist takes form and swiftly envelops you. Your stamina points have been fully restored. Didn't really need that, but yeah. My Sir Crow Kitten is so overpowered that I don't have to play anywhere near optimally. As the mist dissipates, you remove your key and place it back in amongst your other belongings. You glance back at the wall and are surprised to discover the iron plate is no longer there. Well, not that surprised. It's already happened once before. Okay, and I'm in an 8 on its side, and I'm on the east side. There's a mechanical goblin, became 15 XP and scrap. Okay, northeast of that is a question mark in the middle of, just in the middle of a corridor. A thick iron plate is attached to the wall in this section of the passage. Protruding from a slot cut in the centre of the square plate is a long iron lever. Well, if I see a lever, I always try to pull it, because it might do something important. Or it might drop a trapdoor that drops me into a pit of acid. But probably the former. Pull the lever. The instant you take hold of the lever, a surge of negative Neville energy runs along the length of the cold iron shaft and directly passes through you. Oh, wait. Of course. Of course I can't do this. Yes, I got to smash 3 and then 1 before I start pulling any levers and twisting anything. You've lost 17 stamina points, so that's smarted. You release the lever and stagger back as the lingering effects of the surge begin to fade. But what happens if I pull it again? I take damage again, obviously. Yeah, I know I could pull it again, but Sir Crocus is like, no, don't do that. I don't like being shocked. Okay? Mechanical ogre, quick combat. 15 XP. Yep. Okay. Here's the one of those with rectangular iron plates set into the wall here. Centre of this plate is a keyhole. It's not a marked place. But this is a limited number. There's only going to be a few of these four heal places. So I definitely don't want to use it when I've got so much Neville reserve left. And lots of... And about 90% of my health left. So, not yet. Okay, maybe never. Okay. Suddenly, and this is the drainage check again. Same as before. Pick now. 77 success. You're able to stave off the worst effects of the strange drainage magic that has assailed you. So 3 Neville Reserve was drained away. I didn't quite do as well as the first time, but still, plenty of Neville Reserve left. Okay, I'm kind of going west from there. Just exploring a twisty bit in the middle. Alright, I'm getting a drainage check. And I passed it with 97. 3 Neville Reserve drained away. Alright, near the north side is an alcove with a question mark going to the south. Let's see what it is. You're standing in a circular chamber just south of the long passage you've been exploring. The massive block of ice, its upper edge, nearly a foot above your head, sits in the middle of the room. Okay. Wait, this is a fourth one. Did this one appear? Maybe it appeared. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to try to smash it with the hammer anyway. 128 experience to general. You raise the hammer of icy wrath through your head and deliver the block of ice a swift, crushing blow. A series of sharp, splintering noises rise into the air as a jagged split runs down the side of the massive frozen cube. The instant the split reaches the base of the block, the giant cube crumbles into a heap of ice, but this is a bit tougher than the other ice cubes. It didn't immediately shatter into 1,000 pieces, but it did eventually, because the Hammer of Icy Wrath is very, very, very good at smashing things, especially if there's any ice on them, or any cracks on them. You immediately take note of something jutting out of the remains of the block. A closer examination reveals the object to be a thin, smooth copper rod. You promptly take possession of it. It's a thin copper rod. Let's have a look at it. This is the thin copper watch you discovered amidst the remains of the smashed block of ice deep in Wacknar's legendary labyrinth. Confident you haven't overlooked anything, you turn away from the melting remains of the cube and prepare to set off on your way. Suddenly, a faint tremor runs through the floor, passing beneath your feet. From somewhere off in the distance, the unmistakable sound of heavy footfalls reaches your ears. Alright, what is making these heavy footfalls? Obviously it's something big, heavy, and probably, almost certainly very dangerous. And considering where I am, going to try to kill me. Because in Wackner's Mad, everything tries to kill you pretty much. Except Wackner himself. He wants you to live, but he wants to stop you if you're not good enough. If you won't be able to handle the things on a lower level, because that will just kill you and the world. So he has to, you know, stop the people who cannot handle the lower levels. And he'd probably prefer another method, but that's the only thing he can figure that could work right now. After several moments, the unsettling clamour fades into silence. Okay, what does the... Let's check that back on the poem. The poem at the start. Ooh, the floor beneath your feet quakes as a towering silhouette looms into view at the edge of your light. A massive being of stone, its block-shaped head only inches from the ceiling of the passage, emerges from the gloom and stomps towards you. Each of the Behemoth's thundering footfalls shakes the corridor. A fierce red glow spills out of the giant's cruel eyes. It's a towering stone guardian. And now this is black difficulty, which usually means one away. One now, one fast. Don't even think about fighting it. But we haven't got the option to run away because it's right there and it's chasing us. So begin combat. What if I use the power of destruction? Neville, energy blast. That does 39 damage, which doesn't even take 1% of its health. So this is something that isn't just stronger than you. It's much tougher than you. This is one of those you're not supposed to win this fight. You're supposed to run away combats. And I have a suspicion if by some trickery you manage to win, I think the game would just assume you lost anyway. Let's just assume you ran away, because, well, I don't know. The GM knows. But I probably wouldn't even program in a you defeat it screen, because it's just so rare. The massive stone guardian swipes at you with his giant fists. And there you are. I take 9 damage. It's time to run. You fled. You turn and take flight from the towering guardian. Pray you are able to escape the fearsome stone behemoth. After only a short chase, the massive being of stone abandons its pursuit. This thing is still following Wackner's programming. Probably because he kind of knew these things could be devastating if hacked. He made them a bit harder to hack. They're not like, say, some of the other things which are easy to hack. But these can't be hacked. Because otherwise they would have been, and the world would be doomed. And stomps off in the opposite direction along the passage. You breathe a sigh of relief and promptly set off on your way.
To the teachers' assistants and support staff who see potential in every child, Grand Canyon University recognizes you. We created the National Center for Teacher Preparation at GCU, along with a generous scholarship so you can become a licensed teacher with paid benefits. Over 100 GCU alumni have been recognized award recipients, including Superintendent, Administrator, and Teacher of the Year. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/parapro.
Okay, let's read the poem now. Examining grey versed, twist and pull. Wait, when have I twisted and pulled? Smash three, then one. Swap like for like, you're almost done. Okay. Alright, I've not twisted and pulled anything. Well, there's that lever I could pull. Maybe that's it. Alright, west. And on the western side of the southeast little wing rectangle is something. You're standing in a large chamber just to the west of the corridor I've been following. A broad, shallow basin, surrounded by a raised rim, dominates the centre of this cavernous room. The basin is empty. Okay, maybe there's something I'm supposed to put in there? Alright, I'm just going to pause while I look for things I could pour in. Now, the one thing I thought could be it isn't it, so I'll just leave it be for now. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Maybe it'll fill up later. Here's the Towering Stone Guardian again. Fight defensively, run away. That's all you can do. I'm just very glad Wachnar didn't program them to chase me. Anyway, here's something I can pull, maybe twist. Pull the lever. No. Got to twist first. Wait, maybe those keys. Yeah. Okay, pull the keys. The key thing, examine the jade key. 16 XP to general. You insert the jade key into the keyhole and give it a twist. At first it refuses to turn. And after fiddling with it for several moments, you manage to give it a full turn to the right. A soft, muffled click sounds from somewhere behind the iron plate. You draw the key and step back. Without warning, the iron plate vanishes, leaving only the bare stone wall in its place. Okay, we've twisted. Towering Stone Guardian, fight defensively, run away. And you run away like you always run away, being very glad it doesn't chase. Oh, wait. Oh, I've just noticed something. They've got different glows. A fierce green glow spills out of the giant's cruel eyes, so let us flee. Okay, so I think there's two or three different stone giants running around with different coloured eyes. Presumably these are the hues we mimic when we smash like for like and stuff. Okay, can I pull the lever now? Pull the lever. You take hold the lever and pull it as far as it will go. When you release your grip on the cold length of iron, slowly returns to its original position. That's presumably done something somewhere. Can I get past the barrier now? Towering Stone Guardian, begin combat. This was the green one. And flee. Flee from combat. Promptly set yourself, leave yourself on your way. Okay, can I go to the northwest side? The question mark? Yes, I can. A rectangular iron plate is affixed to the wall here. In the centre of the plate is a small hole. I'm going to use the jade key again. No, not that. Maybe the copper thing I got later. Right, copper. Okay, I'm going to pause while I find it. That was the thin copper wad. I should have put it in the recently used list, but I didn't. This thin copper wad you discovered amidst the remains of the smashed block of ice deep in Ragnar's legendary labyrinth. And very recently, going to use it. You attempt to insert the copper wad into the hole at the centre of the iron plate. As the wand draws near to the iron plate, your arm is suddenly and forcefully repelled. Okay, not yet. But now it'd be easy to use because it is in the recently used list. Okay, maybe not the northwest side, maybe the southwest side instead. A rectangular iron plate is affixed to the wall here. In the centre of the plate is a small hole. Alright, time to use the jade key again. I mean, that's almost rivaling the Hammer of Icy Wrath for how much I use it. Well, not really. But it's definitely being used a lot. Use the jade key. Thin copper wad, of course. You attempt to insert the copper wad into the hole in the centre of the iron plate. As the rod draws into the iron plate, your arm is suddenly and forcefully repelled. Okay, maybe something to do with that statue. There was a statue somewhere. Towering stone guardian with a fierce red glow spilling out of the giant's cruel eyes. Begin combat, fight normally, run away, because it's an 18 difficulty foe with a bazillion health. You know, as foes sometimes have, when you're not supposed to fight them, you're supposed to figure out the puzzle first. A statue of a bearded, leather-clad man stands against the back wall of this deep alcove. A fierce-looking hawk is perched on the statue's white shoulder. You suddenly notice the beak of the stone hawk, which was closed only a moment ago, is now open wide. Maybe give it the thin copper wad? Yes, that, apparently that's what I was supposed to do. I haven't actually used it before. I only almost used it. 128 experience to general. You place the copper wad into the stone hawk's open beak. Nothing happens. As you attempt to withdraw the wad, you're startled to discover the bird's beak is now closed tightly around it. Well, it's the bird's now. We're not going to argue with a bird. I mean, they can fly and stuff. And I mean, when you're an amphibian, you learn not to mess with birds. Because they've got pointy bits. I haven't. As a toad, you don't have any pointy bits. You're round. You're round all over. Just a big roundiness. And birds are pointy. They got pointy claws and a pointy beak. You've got no pointiness. If you're a toad and you want pointiness, you've got to bring your own pointiness. You make several attempts to remove the wad. It appears the object is now a permanent part of the statue. Goodbye. Thin copper wad. Having abandoned any hope of retrieving the item, you're about to turn away from the statue when you suddenly realise your white hand is clutching a nearly identical copper wad. Thought I'd noticed that, but I guess it got put in while I wasn't looking. Iron banded copper wad. Okay, swap like for like. This thin copper wad is divided by a band of iron that encircles it midway along its shaft. Only a thin band of iron circling the middle of the new wad sets it apart from the one held by the stone hawk. Puzzled by the odd exchange, presumably maybe this is the one that I can use. You step back from the statue. The stone hawk is gripping the copper wad with its sharp beak. Oh, I hope you like it. I really do. Okay, back to the poem. Twist and pull, smash three, then what? We've done that. Swap for like. You're almost done. We've done that. Insert to like and mimic you. Okay, that's the next one. Alright, to the northwest corner. Keep on going, round where we're going. Fierce red glow from this statue. I can flee immediately from this one. Which saves some time. And health. And bother. Alright, I did some quick healing from that. Alright. To the northwest corner. Can I get there? Yes. Can I? Oh, I forgot to put the iron wad in the quick use panel. I am Bandit Copper 1. Fortunately, I remember the name so I can find it quickly, because the items are all in alphabetical order at least. Use the Iron Banded Copper Wad. You insert the Iron Banded Copper Wad into the hole in the centre of the plate. A bright green aura now surrounds the plate. You remove your copper wad. Okay, now let's make the other side have a bright green aura, and then we'll be able to fight the green glowing thing. Green glowing stone titan. A rectangular iron plate is affixed to the wall here. In the centre of the plate is a small hole. Use the iron banded copper wad. You insert the iron banded copper wad into the hole in the centre of the plate. A bright green aura now surrounds the plate. You remove your copper wad. Okay, I should be able to fight some of the stone giants now. Just wandering around, waiting for them to bump into me. Looks like everything else has won away. Alright, this is a red stone giant, so I'm going to flee immediately. The red eyes. They're very mean. Mean red eyes. They're going to smash me. So I ran away. Exploration status. Small number of wandering foes remain. That'll be all these titans. This is red glow again. Flee immediately. Looking for one with a green glow. Where are you, green glow titan? Fierce red glow. Flee immediately. Come on, I remember there's a green titan somewhere. Where are you? Looking for a speck of green. Red glow again. Flee immediately. Where are you, green eyes? Fierce red glow from this one. Flee immediately. Filling in just one gap place in the dungeon I hadn't been yet. But now that's filled in. I've been to every square of this dungeon. Except the way down. Well, I've been there, but I couldn't use it. Okay, keep going. Okay, one more. Nope, this is the white one. The floor beneath your feet quakes as a towering silhouette suddenly looms into view at the edge of your light. A massive being of stone, its block-shaped head only inches from the ceiling of the passage, emerges from the gloom and stomps towards you. Each of the Benamos' thundering footfalls shakes the corridor. A fierce green glow spills out of the giant's cruel eyes, which means we can smash it, because we have mimicked you. And now, they may be hunting you and me, but most importantly Sir Croakington. Doesn't matter anymore. Begin combat with the Towering Stone Guardian. It is much, much easier, but it's still tough. Devastating blow for 35 damage. It's much, much easier. Not in every way. It's gone from indestructible to destructible. I'm guessing that if anything went dreadfully wrong, Ragnar probably has a couple of lanterns stored somewhere which give off the green light for exactly this circumstance in case they go rogue. But fortunately, they followed their instructions and didn't chase me into a corner and then grind me into paste. So now I can grind them into a pile of. Now I can smash them into so much boulders. And slain. And smashed. 265 XP. And 256 experience to general. With a terrible, ear-shattering groan. The towering being of stone crumples into a heap of rubble in the centre of the passage. Sending a thick cloud of dust into the air. Having leapt back to avoid being crushed beneath the collapsing behemoth, you wait until the dust settles before moving forward to examine the remains of your giant foe. As you approach the guardian's massive block-shaped head, the fearsome being's cruel eyes, still emitting a feeble green glow, suddenly go dark. Okay. Exploration status, dwindling number remain now. Okay, I'm going to go to the northwest corner. It seems that there's way more red ones than green ones. Fierce red glow. Alright, begin combat, defensive, flee. Okay, I'm going to set the dials in the corners to red. It just seems there's way more reds than green. Alright, iron banded copper rod. The glow surrounding the plate changes from green to red. I didn't actually know if there'd be a red glow. I just strongly suspected there would be. And I was right. And let's go southwest corner. Oh. Oh, it turns out that if you have one for green and one for red, they're all easy. Towering Stone Garden, begin combat. I thought you'd have to set them both to glow the white colour, but apparently not. Towering Stone Garden, begin combat. It's what to do with its giant fists, as massive stone guardians are wont to do. And it is slain. 265 experience, 256 experience to general, with a terrible ear-shattering groan. The towering being of stone crumples into a heap of rubble in the centre of the passage, sending a thick cloud of dust into the air. God, just not good at words. Having leapt back to avoid being crushed beneath the collapsing behemoth, you wait until the dust settles before moving forward to examine the remains of your giant foe. As you approach the fallen guardian's massive block-shaped head, the fearsome being's cruel eyes, still emitting a feeble green glow, suddenly go dark. Okay, and here's, you know, I'm just going to quick combat these now. There's another towering stone guardian, and it dies like the other ones. 265 experience, 256 experience to general. I mean, that is such a reduction in difficulty. Only one remains now. Where is it? What could it be? Towering Stone Guardian. Gonna fight the last one manually. Swatches through his giant fists, but apparently not giant enough. Keep going. Devastating blow or something. It is slain. 265 XP, 256 experience to general. The red eyes, still emitting a feeble red glow, suddenly go dark. Exploration status, no wandering foes remain. Now, what's with that basin? Anything happen there? Because I think I've done things everywhere else. It's empty. Okay, maybe it'll be opened up later. Alright, how's the statue doing? Stone, yeah, it's got its copper rod in its beak. I don't think there's anything else to do. So, let's see. I mean, I followed all the bits of the poem. I swatched like for like and mimicked you. Summoning grey first. Yep, swap like for like. Swap for like, you almost done that. Insert to light and mimic you, done that. But tarry not, they're hunting you. Well, not anymore, because I smashed them. Yep, the poem is in grey verse is done. Place your hand in impression. You place your hand into the hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression. For a fleeting moment, the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 384 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has been unlocked. Alright, let's have a look at it. Floor 37. You stagger forward, struggling to maintain your balance as you suddenly realise your surroundings has changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you are now standing in a dark stone corridor, level 37 of the perilous maze known as Wackner's Mad. Alright, this floor just seems to have quite a bit going on. Alright, from what it looks like, there's an inner circle and an outer circle. And the inner circle connects to the outer circle in two corridors on the east, north and south side. I'm in the middle. There's an alcove just to the south of where I am. There's a question mark just north. There's a question mark in the southeast corner, in the middle of the south. Can't really see much else going on now. I'm pretty sure doing this floor will take me well over an hour. And we've already passed 40 minutes, and we'll probably be 45 by the time we get out. So anyhow, we'll leave doing 37 until next time. Now we're just making our way out of Wackner's Mad in the same way you always do. Up to floor 1. You teleport over. I mean, if you've done this game before, you know this, because you've probably done it a dozen times. Perhaps scores of times, if you happen to have done multiple ones through the Mad, which is, I do recommend. Not really. One, because I think reading a second time, I think some of the things start to make more sense. Move away from here. Or maybe you just noticed things you hadn't noticed before. Alright. To the town of Ashdyre. And now Sir Croakington is going to go to the Sage Lord Tavern. And get a very, very, very large tankard of mead. And swim in it. And also drink from it. A bit of both. I mean, that is one of the advantages of being small, is that your beer is comparatively huge. But anyway, after that, so in the next episode, floor 37, and until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!